Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. get out in there. As y'all heard, that was kind of a shocking closing for the special that they have. So, interesting. Okay, that's what's going on with that. But anyways, welcome to WFSO Aftermath. I had to let y'all listen to that while it was going so y'all can know what was going on. In case you are one of some many people that didn't have the network, and y'all can just listen in on and just find out what happened. So Rusev is now the United States champion. I guess being undefeated for so long, and I guess it's real well. I guess it was well rewarded. You might as well just say that. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to run down what happened with Raw tonight and SmackDown this past Friday. So just give me a bit on that. So, but before we get to that, WCC, though, this WWC, I'm sorry, Wisconsin Wrestling Crew, they decided that they wanted to do something good for, like, the holidays. I didn't get a chance to put it on the website at the moment, but let me try to look for it, because I think it's on their Facebook page, because I didn't get the chance to put it on my website as of yet. So let me look for it. No, it's not on that one, so it must be on the other one. Okay, mainly what's going on that WWC want to give money to the homeless. So they doing a non-profit thing that's going on, because if any of you guys want to, like, raise any money or anything like that, you can check out Wisconsin Wrestling Crew, not the page, but the group. Not like the page itself, but the group pages. It has all the information on there, and if you want to donate anything, just go ahead, and instructions will tell you when you click on. So it's a good thing that they're doing, and if y'all want to show y'all support, just go ahead, go into Wisconsin Wrestling Crew's group page, and the link is on there, and just follow the instructions on there. So just keep your eyes on there, and hope you can help the homeless this holiday season. Okay, now. God, it just went back up. That's just really, like, fixed this. Okay, SmackDown started with the Costume Battle Royal, the number one contender for the Divas title. Kind of like a little bit of weird costumes and some of them had, but Nikki Bella did win the match. She's now the number one contender, and seemed like that might happen and come to play in Survivor Series. Kane and Dolph Ziggler happened as well. Kane won the match. Then after that, he automatically made him do another match, which was Ziggler versus Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins won the match. Heath Slater versus Ryback. Ryback won the match. Goldust and Stardust versus Los Matadors. Los Matadors won the match. Great Khali versus Rusev. I thought this match should have been a little bit longer than what it should, but it wasn't. So Rusev did win the match. And the main event, which was so big of a waste on candy and stuff like that, and pumpkins and all that good stuff, Dean Ambrose did win the match. I did like that thing he tried to do with the brooms and try to do the elbow drop from the top of the ring. Oh, that's crazy. Now we're going to kick off with Monday Night Raw, then we're going to talk about a little bit. And also later on, I'm going to tell you my opinion and review of Lucha Underground that was going on this past Wednesday on the El Rey Network. So let me just get to Monday Night Raw. As you see the rematch from, well, let's get before we talk about the rematch with Dean Ambrose and Cesaro. Vince McMahon came out, and I guess he up one just to get people to watch the, be interested in the Survivor Series pay-per-view or just the match in general. So, here it is. If the Authority loses to Team Cena, they would no longer have power. So that means, I guess, they don't have no control when it comes to Monday Night Raw or Friday Night SmackDown. So that's what's going to happen with that. Okay. Now let's move on. Dean Ambrose versus Cesaro. Like I said, a decent match. Dean Ambrose did win the match. Jimmy Uso versus The Miz. Jimmy Uso did held his own. It was funny that Jay was doing some mimics of what Jimmy was doing in the ring because, you know, Damian Mizdow was out there doing, you know, he's mimicking The Miz and what happens to him and stuff. And he's over. Everybody likes him. So that just, you know, surprise or whatever, but he's over. The Miz did win that match. Non-title match, you have Sheamus versus Tyson Kidd. Tyson Kidd won by countout. With the Intercontinental Championship match happening after Dolph refused to join Team Authority and going to join Team Cena, which we kind of already knew. Dolph Ziggler defended his IC title against Seth Rollins. Randy Orton interfered in the match. Thought it would be like Seth would have won by disqualification, but it ended up being a no contest because the bell didn't ring or anything like that. Titus O'Neil versus Ryback. Ryback won the match. Big Show versus Mark Henry. Big Show won by disqualification. Emma versus Nikki Bella. Oh, I forgot to put it on there. Sorry. Nikki Bella won that match. Then you have Zack Ryder versus Rusev. Rusev won the match. Wait, did I say that already? Oh, God, it just went back down. Okay, Fernando from Los Matadores versus Stardust. Fernando won the match, and it seems like now, like, The Miz and Damian Mizdow are going to be in the tag team title hunt. But I guess before that, this coming Friday on SmackDown, it's going to be the Usos versus Goldust and Stardust for the tag titles. The main event with Randy Orton and Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins did win the match, and as y'all kind of saw, that it was kind of teased for a while that Orton was it was going to be a face turn for Orton. So he just couldn't help himself, so he just ended up just beating the crap out of Seth Rollins after the match, because Seth Rollins did win the match. And I guess everybody was trying to break it up. He was just fighting everybody off and just trying to get him hands on Seth Rollins. Triple H kind of calmed him down. He tried to left. He kind of bumped Triple H. Triple H stopped him, was like, I guess he was about to say something. Then Randy Orton just decked him and decked everybody else and tried to get to Seth Rollins. Then the numbers game just played out and just happened with that, and Stephanie said finish him and did a curve stomp on Randy Orton, not once, but twice. So that means, well, he's not with, on authority anymore, which is talking about Randy Orton. But as y'all were just listening to a few minutes ago with Rusev going against Sheamus, that was something they were showing on the WWE Network. And as y'all know, Rusev is now the new United States champion. So you guys still have like a little over 10 minutes to call if you want to say something about tonight's Raw. So number is 646-915-9644. Again, 646-915-9644. We're going to take a break. I'm going to talk about my opinion on Lucha Underground and also talk about Bobby Roode's title win over Bobby Lashley. So we will be back.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew Steve. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee Abuse Inc. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blind cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, I'm not there.
No, I ain't much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts gone from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan conjuring. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with the monster.
Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath.
You think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Oh,
I was going to talk about Lucha Underground. I'm glad they brought in like a few people that we're familiar with, like with they had Matt Stryker and Vampiro as commentators. You have like Chavo Guerrero. Well, he calls himself Johnny Mundo now. Conan. And I think there's more people that they got, but they just didn't show that much, although they only had like an hour for the show. Yeah, and the show was like right before, excuse me, it was right before Impact Wrestling, which we'll talk about that in a minute. I guess my opinion is this about Lucha Underground. Like, the action with, you know, the wrestling action and all that stuff, it's good. It's not, like, horrible or anything like that. They had a man going against a woman on their first show. So, and it's like, it's not no, like, championships or anything like that. But then again, who knows? They might add it. They may add it on there down the line, but who knows? But I think this show, if it's get more like TV time, you know, like with Ring of Honor needs like more TV time or more exposure out there. But because I know you have like El Rey Network on Time Warner Cable. I don't think they had it on the Dish Network or anything like that. I'm not sure, but and I didn't know like the network actually launched this past December, which was interesting. So now it's going on. It's about to go on a year, and like I said, this is going to be as successful like as Ring of Honor will be. But the only faults that they have with that would be it's too many commercials. And I think with the, I guess you can call them storylines that they're trying to do, trying to have the promoter or owner be on there like all the time from what it seems like. I think people are going to get bored with that real quick. He's supposed to be the owner or something. He's going to appear on there a lot. So I think there's going to be time people is going to be getting sick or tired of that. So that's just something that they may need to think about and you know, maybe, like, do it for, like, a short period of time and cut them off. But hopefully, if they're listening, hopefully they'll follow that advice. And otherwise, I have nothing bad to say about them. Just those two things. That'll be it about that. Bobby Roode defeating Bobby Lashley for the TNA World Title, which it is kind of shocking that. Yeah, really kind of shocking that, you know, because I know there was rumor flying that he might get the belt or something like that, and he did, but they're gonna have a rematch this coming Wednesday on Impact, so there's a possibility that he might drop it right back to Lashley, which I think would be like a better decision in my opinion. Just I think like because Lashley's so much of a strong character, and at least he shows up most of the time. But I was complaining about I was disappointed that he didn't show up on Bound for Glory. They ain't had like a world title match, which I think they was kind of wrong on that one and kind of off, so I just don't get it. But anyway, they did. It was decided on the final two teams that are going to go against each other, and the winner of that team is going to go against Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards, the Wolves, to get a title shot. It was the Hardys versus Samoa Joe and Low Key, so I think that match is going to happen this Wednesday, and it's going to be an interesting match to watch. And just like I was saying last week with the comparison of those two guys, Low Key and Samoa Joe, you would have never thought that would happen, and of course it did. I'm trying to think of anything else. I know there's some upcoming local wrestling that's coming on this coming, I think it's either this weekend or, yeah, this weekend and next weekend. So it'll be a lot of wrestling for the next 2 weeks. So if you're in the Wisconsin area, go check them out. And also check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. The information on that is on there. And also, I know we need an update on news-wise, and we will do that this week. Also, look for the group on Facebook, MySpace. Subscribe to our videos on YouTube. Also, follow us on Twitter as well. And I think there was one. I know there's one thing I'm going to say. I guess I'm going to let this cat out of the bag because I know the person, because I was getting a weird email that another Fed will be coming, and I guess they're going to start this January, and it's called SCW. And to be honest, I don't know who's running it. I don't know what's going on. I just got a weird email that said that to spread the word out that they're coming and they're going to be in Wisconsin and all that good stuff. So that's all I know. If I know more information, I will let y'all know. And that's all for this week's episode. Tune in next week for another new, spanking new episode. And until then, this is Artrell. You guys have a good night and have a good week. Good night.